Welcome to the Thomas and Valerie Show, where family matters. We're a husband and wife team.
Hot topics and family matters collide.
Education and psychology merge.
Where the relationship with your husband, wife, and kids takes center stage.
The family of your dreams become the parent you always wanted to be.
Alter your family tree with us.
The Thomas and Valerie Show. Welcome, everybody. Thank you for joining us once again. We're back, and we're talking about the summer, getting ready for the summer kickoff. Yay!
We love summer.
Yes. And
you're starting to sing again.
I know. I wanted to go right back into it. School's out for summer. Hey, you know what? This is also, yes, it's an exciting time, but it is a little bit of a dangerous time, too. And that I want to get into this to get into water safety with you, because it's incredible some of the statistics that we end up seeing out there at this time of the year, and drownings and water related
accidents. It hurt my heart to read those statistics, Tom.
Here's the thing that hurt my heart the most is that since 1999, the statistics haven't really changed much. We're still around just on average just about 800, a little over 800 children under the age of 14 die every year to water-related accidents. Unintentional.
It surprises me that hasn't changed. That we as a community, as families, we can step up and take care of this, protect our babies.
Yes, we can. We can step up and take care of it because over 90% of the water fatalities, deaths from children, happen when an adult is present. That's why we want to talk about it. That's what we need to do something about. Yes. It is definitely, and you know what? And 76% of that number of all the children that end up having a fatality, 76% of those are under the age of 5.
They're just the babies.
It's just something we need to know. So let's get off the statistics so your heart doesn't have to hurt so much over your life.
You hear me breathing. You're looking at my eyes. I'm starting to tear up. It's preventable. So let's look at that. What can we do?
Some ways that we can actually prevent this and really take care of our children this summer. And we want to give you some quick tips on how to do that. Create some water safety around your pool, around the lake, when you're at the boat, whatever it is. Let's create some safety. Keep our kids safe. And that's got to be it. You got to think safety first. Think safety, 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 safety first.
That's exactly where I'm at with things, is look at things and say, is this safe? Number one, top priority. And so we need to supervise our children.
Yes.
And people are thinking that they are supervising them, but if 90% of these fatalities are happening when an adult is present, then those children are not being supervised. So we need to stay vigilant and stay focused on the children when they're in the water, by the water, near the water, any water.
Right. And so while you're sitting along the edge of the pool reading a book and your kids are swimming, that is weak supervision.
That is not supervising. You're there, but you're not present.
You're sitting around the campfire and you can see the kids off in the distance by the water. You're not present.
To be right there with your eyes on them.
So here's probably the best tip is this first one, and is that you need to create a water watcher mentality, that we are going to put somebody on duty like a lifeguard.
Yes.
And we're going to rotate that duty like they do at the lifeguard. Really, when you're there at the public pool or at the workout facility and you're there swimming, Valerie, when you're training for your triathlons, there are four or five different lifeguards on duty at the college pool. So, how do you feel about that, or how would you feel about it if one of them were to be sitting there reading a book?
I wouldn't feel so safe. Now, granted, I'm an adult, and the pool isn't that deep in the lap lanes. I can stand up at any time, but
that doesn't matter. Okay,
I want somebody watching, because right. something could happen at any time, even with an adult.
Yeah.
Something could happen.
So that's the mentality that we've got to create when we're not around, where there's a paid person that's supposed to be watching.
I want somebody watching me as an adult.
Right there.
I want an adult watching the children as well.
So then here's what we do at our house. Here's what we do when we're on, is that we actually have a water watcher card.
Yes.
And we laminate it, and here's what it says on the water watcher card. While wearing this tag, I agree to supervise the children in the open water or pool, keeping them in sight at all times.
All times.
I will not leave the water area without finding an adult to replace me. And you can get a water watcher card at safekids.org/water. I mean, go ahead. Just go there and get it. Get a water watcher card. Laminate it. Punch a hole in it. Put it on a little lanyard. Put it around somebody's neck.
Put it around your neck.
Okay, you're
on.
That
makes you the lifeguard.
Yes.
You're there. You're the water watcher.
You're the lifeguard for the next 15, 20 minutes here, and then I'll come and relieve you, and we'll rotate through that process, because that's what it takes, and these are your children, so that's what you do. That's the most important thing you could possibly do, is create the card. Be a person like you are on guard.
Yes.
Right?
And the 15 minutes is important, because that's what they do at the college too. They rotate to a new station.
Right.
So they get a new venue to watch. And so you need a break after 15 minutes, but don't get distracted by another adult coming to talk to you. You have to keep your eyes on the children.
Right. So, you know what? It's not a beer break either. It's a break.
No.
It's a break. Just you got to think about what's my goal here? What's my purpose? What's my role?
Yes.
And really, if it's about creating, you know, a summer vacation, summer fun, safety, having a good time, it's not, we certainly don't want to end up with a tragedy. And that's what we're really trying to prevent here. So it's the same thing then around a boat. Put your kids in a life vest. I know they're not going to like it. They're not going to think it's comfortable. And you know what? Put them in one anyway.
It's safety first.
They go down like a rock. They go over the edge of the boat. Boom. They go down like a rock.
Oh, man.
And
I don't even want to get a picture of that in my mind.
And so we just
put it on, and then they float.
Yes.
It's easier.
And make sure you get one that fits. Put it on correctly. Find one that fits. Take the time to do that.
Have the child help pick it out, if that's what it's about. If you are a boater and they like a certain character, get the character life vest.
Right, and that's just the way it is.
It
to be around the boat, you have to be in the life vest. And that's what you need to do. And it's the same thing.
And on
you
the
need
dock
to think
too.
About it's the same way as putting that safety belt on when you get in the car, the seatbelt.
Yes,
right?
Your seatbelt. The car doesn't go unless the belts are hooked.
Onto the pier unless you've got your life vest on, where the boat doesn't start until everybody's got an identifiable life vest. The kids are wearing theirs. It's all there.
Yes.
It's all available.
Yes.
Just do it that way and say, this is how we do it, because it's about safety.
Yes, safety first.
I think if everybody just keeps that in mind as they're out about a water, and get yourself a water watcher safety card, I think that will probably be the best way to go, and what everybody can create for themselves.
Keep everyone safe. Remember those things. Keep your eyes on the water. Keep your eyes on the children. No distractions. And then get someone to relieve you after 15 minutes.
Yeah, okay. And there's our clue that we're going to need to take a break.
Oh, yeah.
And
okay.
We're coming back after the break. We're going to be talking about fireworks safety.
Oh.
So we're just loading it up today. Fireworks and water. And here we go. Okay, we'll come back after the break with some fireworks safety tips.